Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivam Zayin Tesam and Aleph. We're holding a 9 Chesam and Beis, 19 lines from the bottom, Amr of Chana Bar Adah. So says the Gemara, Amr of Chana Bar Adah, that Nesinim, David Gazar Lehem, that David HaMelech was Gazar on the Nesinim. We'll see soon, really, of course, it was Yeshua. We'll see what David was Maisif. But says Rav Chana Bar Adah, that David was Gazar something on the Nesinim that they can't marry into the Kala Hashem. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yikra melech givaynim, V'yomra lehem, V'givaynim le b'nei Yisrael hema. It says that the givaynim, the nesinim, are not from b'nei Yisrael. So you see that he was geyser on them, that they can't marry into the Kal Hashem. Now, my time of gezer olayu, why was he geyser on them? So says the Gemara, it's a long story. We'll get to the answer, the bottom line, on Ayin Tesam and Aleph. Says the Gemara, Dechsev, the Pasuk says, V'yirab midavid shal shanim, shanach hashana. There was a big famine, a three-year drought in the times of David HaMelech. The first year, he says to Klal Yisrael, maybe the drought's happening because there's people amongst you that are being Ovid Avodah Zarah. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Avadetem elokim acherim, elohim acherim, v'shachavisam lahem, v'atzor seshvam, v'yamatar. That when we're Ovid Avodah Zarah, so then there's no rain. But kuvlei matzah, they didn't find that they had Ovid Avodah Zarah. So Shnia Amar Lehem, Shema Ivri Averi Yeshbachem. Maybe you have people doing Gilei Arayas, Tachzev. We find that Gilei Arayas is Mainea reigned, because the Pasuk says, V'yimanu Revivim, U'malkash Lahaya, U'meitzach Yisrael Hayalach. That's because there was Nus, that's why there was no rain. But Kuvlai Matzah, they didn't find that there was any Nus. Shlishas, the third year, Amar Lehem, Shema Paiskit Tzaka Brabim Yeshbachem in Eisden. Maybe you have amongst you people that they pledge money publicly, but then they don't fulfill their pledges. Tachzev, as the Pasuk says, that such a thing causes there to be no rain. It says, Nesim Beruach, V'gesh there's no rain. Each misal b'mata shakar, because people are praising themselves with pledges that they don't fulfill. But kuvlei matzah, they didn't find it. So Amar and David tali lo bi. David says it's up to me to figure it out. Miad immediately v'akish David is pnei Hashem. He goes and he asks Hashem. My he, what does it mean? He asks Hashem. Amar shlakish hashal b'urim v'tumim. He goes and he asks the urim v'tumim. My mashma, where do you see from v'akish David is pnei Hashem and he asks the urim v'tumim? Amar of Lazar asked pnei pnei. We learn out of the gzeir shava pnei pnei where gilui milsa ksiv hachet says over here v'akish David is pnei Hashem. Uksev hasam, and it says regarding the urim v'tumim v'shalay b'mishpan the urim pnei Hashem. So he asked the urim v'tumim, what's going on? V'yomer Hashem, and Hashem says back that the reason why there's no rain is two things. Number one, it's El Shal. It's because of something to do with Shaul, and because Shaul had wiped out the Givainim. El Shaul, Shaul Nisbat Kalacha. El Shaul refers to the fact that they didn't give Shaul a proper eulogy. And then also because Shaul killed the Givainim. Now, V'cheichem etzinu b'Shaul Shehemes HaGivainim. Where do we find that Shaul killed the Givainim? El Mitoshe Harag Noi V'yarkehanim Shehem HaSpikon La'mayim U'mazayin Ma'alol Avakasav Ki'ilu Hargan. He didn't really kill the Givainim. He wiped out the city of Noiv Yerkehanim, because Noiv was helping David HaMelech, and Shaul was searching to kill David. So, he wiped out the city of Noiv, and Noiv happened to be the place that would give food and water to the Givainim. So, because he wiped out Noiv, and they were the ones who would provide food and water to the Givainim, so therefore it's as if he killed the Givainim. Now, Katav al Shaul Shaul Nismat Kalacha, V'katav al Asher Hemes the Givainim. Ask the Gemara, and it seemed to be two opposing things. If they're being punished because Shaul killed the Givainim, so that sounds like Shaul's not such a great guy, and then they're being punished because they didn't eulogize him properly, that seems to be a stira min eubay. Just as the Gemara, it's not a stira in Damar Yishlakish, my dechsevas, the meaning of the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, Bakshu as Hashem Kohan ve'ares asher mishpatui pa'alu. Says the Gemara, what does it mean asher mishpatui pa'alu? It means bashir mishpatui sham pa'alu. And when Hashem judges a person, that's when he also mentions his good deeds. So it's true that they're being punished for something bad that Shaul did, but that's also when Shaul's good deeds are mentioned, and therefore they're being punished for not eulogizing him properly. So Amar David says, Shaul nafklu treis yarchi shasa. It's already too late. It's already after the year. It's many tens of years later. It's too late for me to make up for Shaul's eulogy. Because it's not the normal thing anymore. After the year, it's not right. It's not normal to get him, give a person a hesped. But Nesinim, that which he killed the Givainim, so to speak, that which he did this to the Nesinim, so then Nikrinu v'nifai sinu. Let me call them over and let me try to appease them. He says to them, what can I do for you? What can I do that there should be a kapara, that we should have rain? You tell them, they say that we don't want his money, we don't want to, we should just give us over some yidin. We want Dafka Shaul's children. We want to hang, we want to hang them to Hashem. Give us over 7 of Shaul's children. children. David tries to appease them, it doesn't work. Amar David says, there are three main characteristics. We're people that have rachmanis, we're people that have busha, we're people that are gonna chesed. Rachmanim dechsev nasun chorachem v'richam chavir becha. Bashanim dechsev avversi yirasa apneichem. Goyim chasadim dechsev manishet aves banaves beisav v'goymer. Kol sheyesh b'shloisha simanim halalu really David bu umazu. Only someone who has these three characteristics, so then he's fitting to marry into Klal Yisrael. But these givainim, these nesinim, who clearly are not rachmanim, so therefore they cannot marry into the Kal Hashem. So you see that this is the reason, this is why we mentioned the whole story, we wanted to know why David was gaizon and didn't see them. This is why. It's because he saw that they weren't rachmanim. Now the story continues that they weren't giving up, they needed seven of Shaul's descendants. He takes two sons of Ritzpah. He takes five sons of Micha Bashal, Asher Yodul Adriel ben Barzila Mechilasi, and he gives them over to the Nesinim, and the Nesinim go and hang them. Now, Ma'ish Nahani, why did he definitely take these seven descendants? Am Rav Huna, and Aviram of Aaron. What he did was, is he passed all of Shaul's descendants in front of the Aaron Kodesh. Kol Sharon, Kol Toi Lemisa. Anybody who got frozen in front of the Aaron sort of, so to speak, grabbed him. So then he was given over Lemisa. The Ritva says he was Chayiv Misa really anyways. This is just how he died. So he was given over Lemisa to the Givainim. Kol Shein Aaron Kol Toi Lechayim. But it's anybody who the Aaron was not Kailate, so then he went on to live. And Masar, Vachanan Bar Katina, how could you say that he did this whole thing with Aaron Kodesh? The Pazik says, V'yachmol HaMelech HaMefi Boishas Ben Yanisa Ben Shal. It says that David HaMelech had mercy on Mefi Boishas Ben Yanisa Ben Shal and didn't give him over to the seen him. What do you mean had mercy on him? He didn't have mercy on him. Everyone went in front of the Aron Kodesh. The Aron Kodesh clearly wasn't Kailit him. Says the Gemara, Shalei Haviru. Now, no, David had mercy on him, that he didn't have him pass in front of the Aron. Ask the Gemara, David would never do such a thing. Would he openly show favoritism? Rather, what happened was is that he did pass him in front of the Aron, and the Aron was Kailit him. But then, David Amal davened for him, and then he was released. Ask the Gemara, Vakati Masli Panim Yesh B'davar. That still seems like Masli Panim. David would never do such a thing. David that the Aaron shouldn't grab him, and that's something which is not nicker, and therefore that's what he did. Now ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, it goes on to say that children don't die for the Chatam of their fathers. So how could it be that these descendants of Shaul died for something that Shaul did wrong? And it comes out we're uprooting this pasuk, this ice in the Torah, but it's better to uproot this pasuk in order not to create a chil Hashem that we don't punish when a yid does something wrong. Now the pasuk says that after this, so the Gevinim, they hung these seven descendants. Vatikach Ritzpa Basaya, so Ritzpa was the mother of two of these children. So she takes a sackcloth with Ateula Latzor Mitchilas Ktzir Ad Nidach Mayim Aleim and Hashemayim Lanas Noif Hashemayim Lanuach Aleim Yaimam V'Chayesad Alayla. She spreads over this thing, and she makes it that none of the birds, none of the animals could go and attack the corpses. So it's clear that the corpses were left out to dry. Ask the Gemara, it says you're not allowed to leave over a body after he's given to death. Tamisa, you're supposed to bury him right away. That's the pasuk, that's the din, but it's better to uproot that pasuk one time in order to create a tremendous kedushim shemayim. The people were passing by were saying, when they saw this, they said, Mativan Shalelu, what, who are these people? And they were told, Halalu b'dei malachim, that these people are descendants of Shal. Umawasu, what did they do? Ah, pashti deim begeirim gururim. Oh, they took away the livelihood of lowly geirim, and because of that, they were being punished. So Amru, and then the people, when they were passing by, they would see this, they would hear this, and they would say, wow, enlecha umash really davik ba kazu, there's no one that's more proper to attach yourself to, like Klal Yisrael, that Uma b'nei malachim kach, b'nei had yoytas lachas kamen v'kam, if they're willing to do this to b'nei malachim, all the more so to b'nei had yoytas, Uma geirim gururim kach, if they're taking retribution to defend geirim gururim, so Yisrael lachas kamen v'kam, all the more so do they stick up for Yisraelim, so miyad immediately neteisval Yisrael mev v'chamishim elef, there were 150,000 geirim. Shenemar Zepasik says, v'yilu shlomo shivim elef nesli sabo, that Shlomo Melech had 70,000 people who would carry loads for him, Ushmeinim Elef, Chaytsev Bahar, and 80,000 people who hewed in the mountains. Now, so and those are referring to these Geirim. Ask the Gemara, who said they were Geirim? V'dilma Yisrael Havu, maybe they were Yisraelim. Says the Gemara, Lo Sakadaytach, Tachsev B'nei Yisrael, Lo Yinasan Shlomo Eved, that Shlomo Melech never took any born Yisrael as an Eved. V'dilma Dugzar, maybe these people weren't Avadim, maybe they were just non-workers. They were Dugzar Ba'alma. Elmei Hacha, rather, the way that we know that there were 150,000 Geirim, and that these people were Geirim, is from this pasuk, because the pasuk says Vayisper Shloime call Hanashim Hagerim Asher Beret Yisrael Vayimsu Mevachamishim Aleph. There were 150,000. Vayas Mehem Shevim Aleph Sabo Ushmoinim Aleph Chaytziv Bahar. And he made for them these 150,000 workers. Now says the Gemara, Vanesim David Gazar Alam. Was it really David who made this Gzeira against them? Maisha Gazar Alam. We find already in the times of Maisha that there were clearly some Gerim that were not so proper. So Maisha was Gazar, that their Gerim was accepted, but they had to be a separate entity. Tichsev, as the pasuk says, Michaite Vitzachat Shoiv Mimecha. Clearly there was a group of people already Bisman Maisha, that Maisha made them into wood choppers and water carriers. So says the Gemara, yeah, Maisha Gazalahu Dara, David Gazalakule Dara. Maisha was Gazar on certain people in his Dar that they should have these jobs and that they should remain outsiders. But David was Gazar on people like this, that them and their descendants will always be like that. Now says the Gemara, Vakati Yeshua Gazar Layu. It still wasn't David's Gzera. It was the Gzera of Yeshua. It was Bisman Yeshua when the Givinim came, they pretended to be from a faraway land, and Yeshua bought in and made a peace treaty with them, and then it was discovered that really they were from the Sheva Umay, so Yeshua was in Geizer, that their Geirs, they were already accepted, but that they would remain a separate entity and they wouldn't be able to marry into the Kal Hashem. The Chesiv, as the Pasuk says, but Yidnam Yeshua be Yamehuchay Devitzach HaShavimayim La'edom Izbach Hashem. Yeshua made them into this separate entity, that they would be wood choppers and water drawers, water carriers for the Edom, for the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, yeah, but look at the Pasuk. It says Yeshua made them into having these jobs for the Eda and for the Mizbeach. For the Mizbeach, Yeshua Gazar Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. Yeshua's Gzera was only around when the Beis HaMikdash was around. But David Gazar Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. David was Maisif, that even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Gzera would continue. Now says the Gemara that we made Rebbe, Bikshu Lahatr Nesinim. During the times of Rebbe, there was apparently some sort of Shidduch crisis. They wanted to be mad, Matr, the Nesinim to marry into the Kal Hashem. So Amar Elohim Rebbe Chalkenu Natr, Bechelik Mizbeach Niatr. We can be Matr our own Chelik, but who's going to be the ones that are going to be Matr the Chelik Mizbeach? It says the Gemara that the Chelik Mizbeach needs a heter, upligid Rabchi Bar Abba, it's not like Rabchi Bar Abba said, Dam Rabchi Bar Abba, Rabbi Yechanan, Chelik Eda Loilam Aser, that our Chelik is always Aser, but Chelik Mizbeach goes away by itself. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim Aser, Eimi is a Mikdash Kayim Shari, and we don't need to be Matr, so clearly Rebbe did not hold like this memra of Rabbi Yechanan.